Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the morning news. I am Matsina. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the government will revamp the Charter of Civil Defence and Home Guards within the next 4 months to make it more relevant. Inaugurating the 14th All India Conference on Civil Defence and Home Guards at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar yesterday, the minister stressed the need for upgrading the force to address contemporary challenges. Emphasizing the importance of the motto of service and security, the Union Minister highlighted the role of civil defence and home guards in achieving the vision of a developed India by 2047. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, in collaboration with the National Disaster Management Authority, organized a tabletop exercise on Nagaland Emergency Preparedness Exercise, NEPEX, yesterday at Kohima. This tabletop exercise is part of precursor to NEPEX statewide mega mock exercise tomorrow. Addressing the inaugural program, Advisor for New and Renewable Energy and Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, Z. Nyusetho Nyute, emphasized the need to create more awareness on importance of disaster management and capacity building and ensure the standard operating procedure are practiced across all sectors and multi-stakeholder coordination. Mr. Nyute said such exercise will enhance collaboration and communication among various stakeholders, including government departments, civil society organizations, and local communities, ensuring that all parties are aligned and ready to act in any crisis situations. Home Commissioner and CEO NSDMA Vyasan R said the tabletop exercises are essential for preparing for potential disasters, allowing us to simulate scenarios and assess our responses. Over 1,500 medicinal plants are available in Nagaland, as reported by the experts. This was informed by Deputy Director of Ayush Health and Family Welfare Dr. T. Bendangtula yesterday while addressing a press conference in Kohima. She underscored the rich biodiversity of Nagaland, adding that the medicinal plants available are indigenous and rare. Dr. Bendangtula also informed that the National Bioresource Mission has already identified 650 species documented in a comprehensive book. Efforts are ongoing to catalogue more plants for medicinal use, with a push towards promoting small-scale kitchen gardens where citizens can grow medicinal plants, she added. Despite these advances, Dr. Bendangtula noted the lack of a manufacturing unit for herbal medicines in Nagaland and expressed hope that a facility would be established under the State Medicinal Plant Board. The certification of traditional health practitioners by Northeast Christian University, authorized by the Quality Council of India, was also highlighted. This initiative aims to preserve the knowledge of indigenous healers while preventing fraudulent practices. Nagaland has been witnessing a rising trend of non-communicable diseases, NCDs, largely attributed to unhealthy lifestyles. Informing this to media persons at the Ayush Health and Family Welfare Department in Kohima yesterday, Dr. Neha Mech, a junior research fellow, PPVC, said common ailments observed among the Nagas include gastritis, high blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, and early strokes. She highlighted the declining life expectancy among the Naga population, pointing out that many individuals are experiencing sudden heart attacks. This trend has led to an alarming average life expectancy of just 45 years. Meanwhile, Deputy Director of Ayush, Dr. Bendangtula, also attributed the rise of NCDs among the Naga population, particularly youngsters, to unhealthy lifestyles due to sedentary habits, junk food consumption, insufficient sleep, and lack of exercise. However, she said Ayush has a great role in promoting and preventing disease, highlighting that it not only gives medicinal remedies, but also encourages healthy living. Dr. Bendangtula said this holistic approach of integrating physical activity with traditional practices aims to enhance the quality of life and reduce the risk of non-communicable diseases. She also encouraged the public to take full advantage of the Ayush facilities available in the integrated Ayush hospitals in Noklak, Raja in Chedama and Dimapur, along with the 49 health and wellness centers. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.